Yeah, in fact, one of the controversies right now in this whole area is dredging this river, because ships get bigger every year, and what keeps a ship from really being out of control as far as size is the average depth of harbors that it has to go into. Here, what they call the controlling depth is 40 feet. So that means a ship can load right down to 40 feet and not an inch more. Obviously, if they could carry a few more inches, that would be more profit. And right now, the big controversy is to dredge the river down to, I think it's 43 feet, just to give it another 3 feet. And that would make the shippers happy, you know. And then in competition to deeper ports like Seattle, it would also keep us more viable for competition.
Interesting thing from one of the bar pilots, that those few feet aren't really going to make any difference in the shipping that comes here. The only difference is going to be these guys are going to be able to load heavier, which actually, it doesn't make any more jobs. Actually, if anything, it cuts down on jobs, because they're going to be moving less ships. You can say they have a load that takes five ships that are loaded at 40 feet, but if they can load them a little heavier, they can cut it down to four ships. There goes a lot of revenue right there.
Right.
For a lot of people, the river pilots, the longshoremen, and it goes right down the line.
When is it going to be deep enough? Because as long as you dig a hole deep enough to put the ship in, they'll build a ship big enough to fill it. So at some point, you've got to say, hey, wait, enough is enough. Because you don't know what you're doing to the environment when you're artificially deepening the channel. Since there was already a lot of pollutants in the river, they say that it's impacted in the mud. And when you start dredging, you're going to start to dredge all that up and put it in solution again, which would affect, you know, the fishing and the marine life.
And one thing we should get straight before, if both of us are actually in favor of dredging the channel to be safe for the traffic to go through. But it's this extra depth that we're talking about of dredging. But dredging itself pretty much always has to happen, because the sand and silt and whatnot, this river's always moving and the sand moves. So that's a constant thing.
When foreign ships enter U.S. waters, they're required to have an American pilot on board. In Astoria, Oregon, Phil O'Shaughnessy and First Mate John of the Columbia River Bar Pilots Association bring the pilots out to the boats.